A bill making it easier to build a road to Prince of Wales Island mines has gotten some attention in the nation's capital. Congressman Don Young's measure would allow construction linking the island's road system to the Niblack mine. The copper, zinc, gold, and silver prospect is under development. The bill would allow that road to continue to the Bokan Mountain rare earth element mine. Both are in the southeast part of the island to the west of Ketchikan. It would be built in an inventoried roadless area, though, where construction is restricted. As a result, the Forest Service opposes it. Young questioned the agency's Leslie Weldon during a hearing before the House Public Lands Committee late last week.
Do you agree that if the road were built, it would help local Prince of Wales Island residents commute to the mine and live and work on the island?
We agree it's important that there be economic opportunity for the residents in Craig and Thorne Bay, but we think that there are more economically efficient ways of being able to transport those workers to the mine site.
Weldon said the administration prefers mine owners boat people to a dock near the mine. She said it would be cheaper and safer.
It would be very expensive to build these roads because of the difficult terrain they would cross. Existing roads were built as logging roads, and it is not clear whether they are suitable for frequent use or whether the owners of these roads would support such use and accept any related liability risk.
Young said a road would allow for shipment of equipment and other goods. He also said it would cut pollution and power use.
We have an administration that desires to have clean air, and we have hydropower abundance there, but we can't move it if we don't have a transmission corridor, which would include the roads.
The bill's next step is a markup before the full House Natural Resources Committee. Similar legislation is in the Senate, co-sponsored by Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich. It has not had a hearing.